Yeah, so let's sum up what we had so far in Tosfos. Tosfos says that even though there's no chazak over here, had the lekeach initially said that maybe these avnim minoch, then he would have been neman. Or had he initially said that the meifer was darba chagema, then he would have been neman with the migoy of minoch zeminto. But now it's too late. Now that he already tainted, now that he said to me that Mipanya Zavinto the Zavna Minoch. If he wakes up now and says Kamehidi, or that the Mechu is Darba Chag Yemoch, so then it's too late. It's an Igla Mefreya. There's no longer a Migoy. Well, let's talk about Kamehidi. He's no longer an emet to say kamei didi migoy, that he could have said minoch zevinto, because it's too late. Yesterday he said mipanya zevinto the zavne minoch. He can't change it to now and say minoch zevinto. So therefore today, when he wants to say kamei didi, that I said yesterday, it was on Monday he said mipanya zevinto the zavne minoch. Now it comes Tuesday and he wants to say kamei didi. Kamei didi is not a steer to what he said yesterday. He's not being chayzer b'tayim. He's just adding to what he said yesterday. So l'chayra he should be able to say kamedidi. They said no, can't say kamedidi because kamedidi needs a migoy. Migoy that he couldn't say minoch zevinto, and minoch zevinto he can't say on Tuesday minoch zevinto because on Monday he said mipanya zevinto. So you see from Taisus that Taisus holds the kamedidi needs a migoy. It's not that's the discussion of the Tzais. You could have argued Tzais claims that other rishonim hold that the Kamedidi doesn't need a migoy. It's a posh to chazaka sheishi matayin. He has chesed gimel shonim. Itayna is that I bought it from Tanya, who bought it from you. Kamedidi. So there's a chazaka with the taina who needs a migoy. So then there's no problem with migoy, my friend. But Taisus holds Kamedidi by itself is not a chazaka sheishi matayin. Kamedidi could only be named migoy diminoch sevinto. So if you would have said it on Monday, would say if on Monday initially he would have said Kamedidi. Then he would have had a migi and he would have been believed. But would have is the sad. Those are the saddest words in the world. Would have is too late. Today is Tuesday. He didn't say right. He didn't say right away. Today is too late. It's a migoy lemafre. So we see in Taisus two things. First of all, Taisus has this yisoy that migoy lemafre lo yamino. Secondly, that kamedidi needs to come onto a migi. Why does kamedidi need to come onto a migoy? Why isn't it a posh to chazok sheishi matayna? As we also talked at length, in Tosfos Shita, the simplest thing is to say that since Tosfos holds, so in Tosfos Daf Mem, when we talked about it, that Chazok is Takana. Since people throw away the Shtar Chazal, made a Takana of Chazok. So the Takana was made for the Taina of Minoch Zavinto. I had a Shtar, I bought it from you, I had a Shtar from you, and I lost it. So that's the Taina that contains within it, I had a Shtar from you, and I lost the Shtar. So for that, they were Misakin Chazok. But a kind of mitanyas event the zavne. For that, they weren't mesak and chazok. You never move the migoy, but here it's a migoy, my friend. So Taisus mechiach this yisoy that migoy mefreya leyamin, and Taisus brings four rayas to the yisoy of migoy mefreya leyamin. The first raya we already read in Taisus. The first raya is from Gemara Daf Memalef Amud Beis. Gemara when somebody was in a dar. It cost to be Lisa for 4 years, so he certainly had a chazaka. And the Ma'ara came and said, but what are you doing in my house or field? What are you doing in my field, let's say? So he said, Mipanya Zeminto, the Zavna Minoch. So Rav Chiya said, bring Edim, the Planya was there for, the Meicha was there for Chad Yoyma, and then we'll be able to say Taninon, and then you'll be Zeichu with the chazaka. So it seems that Rav Chiya wanted, he should bring Edim, that the Meich was there for Chad Yoyma. Why does he have to bring Edim, the Meich was there for Chad Yoyma? Why can't he just come himself and say that the Meich was there for Chad Yoyma, and it'll be believed? It's not contradicting what he said before. On Monday, he said, Mipan Yosef into the Zavni Minoch. On Tuesday, could they come to Rav Chiya? Rav Chiya said, bring it. Prove that the Meich was there for Chad Yoyma. So at that point, why can't he say, I saw that he was there for Chad Yoyma, and it'll be Neman with the Migoy that he could have said, Minoch Sevinto. Taisus to write to this yisoid that migal mefreil yamino. It's too late. He can't say today in front of Rav Chiya. It's already Tuesday. He can't say minoch zavinto today. He already committed himself to mipanya zavinto. Since he can no longer say minoch zavinto, doesn't have a migay to say that he was there that he was there Chad Yom. Kreger points out, if that's the way Tosfos learns the sugya, that really he ought to have a migui. The only reason why he doesn't have a migui is because it's a migui in Afreya, so the chayyim is a problem. Granted, it's too late for him to say minoch zevinta, but let him still say, he could still say kamei didik. So believe him, chayyim a migui to kamei didik. Al kochi, you have to say, because kamei didik itself needs a migui, and kamei didik itself he wouldn't be believed because it would be a migui in Afreya. So lefi Tosfos, it's muchach in the sugya itself, and that mem aleph, that kamei didik is only naming with a migui. Yeah, that's Rabbi Kreger's chesed. Now, Lemaisa, we saw in that from Aleph and Beis that other Rishonim also asked this kasha. How come he's not named to say that plainly was there Chad Yoma with the Amiga that he could have said Midach Savinto? The Ramban, Rabbeinu Yoma, they also asked the same question. They don't give the Teretz Amiga Lemefe. They give different Teretz, some fancy Teretz. Rabbeinu Yoma says, We only say migoy for a taina that you're going to be believed with the taina. We don't say migoy for a taina that's still going to need another taina. What are we going to do? We say migoy that you were there for chad yoma. Chad yoma is not enough. What is chad yoma? Chad yoma just opens the door that then we can say taninon. So it's a taina that needs the yesh achera taina acheres. So you don't say migoy for a taina that needs a taina acheres and afterwards, whatever the lumbus is. Some has to do with kaya chataina. The lumbus of migoy with kaya chataina. The Ramban said different teretz, much hard to know what he means. Let me piva nuchayim. He said at the time, if the whole story looks fishy, he looks like a shakran. A person who looks like a shakran, so who he has a kerech amiga, we have to accept it. But that we should say tainin on his behalf, even with the amiga, we're not gonna do it. Since the tain of etzim looks like a shakran. Al kapanim linyaneinu, the Ramban and the Ramban, they say other teretz. They don't give Tosfos teretz as a migul mefer. Why don't they give Tosfos teretz as a migul mefer? It's less complicated teretz. So b'chayr it's muchach one of two things. Either they don't have the whole yisoid of migul mefreya le'yaminu. Maybe we do say maybe they hold that we do say migul mefreya. We'll see going forward. It could be Rashi, the Rashbam. Could be that they hold that the migul mefreya that we do say migul mefreya. It's not written in stone that we don't say migul mefreya. It's written in Tosfos, but other rishonim could be chayr. So maybe there are bad holes. Rabbeinu Yonah maybe hold that we do say migul mefreya. Or alternatively, maybe they hold that maybe they agree we don't say migul mefreya. But maybe they hold kamei didik doesn't need a migoy. So then so their question is, believe him chad yoma migoy that he could have said kamei didik is not lemafreya. How do you suppose he can't do that because kamei didik itself needs a migoy? So it's a migoy lemafreya. But maybe there are models kamei didik doesn't need a migoy. So believe him on Tuesday to say that the meich was there chad yoma migoy that on Tuesday he could have said kamei didik and that would have been a chazaka sheishim time. From the Lashon Rabban, I don't want to go into it right now. We just pointed out at the time, the Lashon Rabban is mashma that he also agrees that kamei didik needs a migui. The Lashon Rabban there in Daf Mem Aleph. The Pesach HaDvarim, the way he says it, it's mashma over there that kamei didik does need a migui. So you have to say the first thing, maybe the Rabban holds migui in the Freyam, you know. The Chayim has a kashan Tosfos. I don't know if we spoke about this already or not. Yes, it's a long... Anyway, there are chayim as the kashan taisus from the Gemara Daf Lamed. I think I mentioned it from the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph Mem Aleph, where the Gemara says, "Moyin Nahadoi, the Imam Ar Shalavaisu Shalochum Avisecha that he's Nemar." Yeah, what happened? Somebody said, "You two people, Zemar Shalavaisu Vizayim Shalavaisu." Reuben and Shimon are arguing in a field. Each one says Shalavaisu. Shimon brings Edom that he was there Shnei Chazaka. Reuben brought Edom that it was Shalom Aysuf. So Reuben wins. And the tainus that they're arguing about did it belong to the Ovis of Reuben or the Ovis of Shimon? Reuben has Edom. So Reuben wins. Then Shimon comes and he says, "After I said Shalom Aysai, I meant Shalom Aysu Shalokum Avisecha." That's already not against the Edom. So therefore, if you say Shalavaisi Shalokum Avisecha, Nardoya Maida, that's not called Chayzev Tain. It's just about Chayzev Tain. That's not called being Chayzev Tain. He's adding to his original Tain. He's not changing his original Tain. You can't change your original Tain. But you could add. So he's adding, when I said Shalavaisi, what I meant was Shalavaisi Shalokum Avisecha. So your Edom, Reuven, and Ark are telling the truth. Yes, your Edom are right. It belongs to your Ovis. But meanwhile, it's Shalavaisi Shalokum Avisecha. and I have a chazoka. So he's nema. Now, what does that mean? L'chayra, that's very similar to the case of L'chayra, that's very similar to the case of Kamei Didi. He's not fighting me noch sevinta. Shimon's not saying, I bought it from you, here's my chazoka. He's saying, I inherited it from my fathers, and my fathers bought it from you. It's a time, and I know that for a fact. It's a time is borrowed. He's not just saying maybe. The time is borrowed. He's saying, I know for a fact that my fathers bought it from you. So that's very much like L'chayra, very much like Kamei Didi. I got it from somebody, and I know from the fact that he got it from you. I inherited it from somebody, and I know for a fact that he got it from you. So this nidin that we're discussing, the Ksaisu nidin, does Kamei Didi need a migoy, or is Kamei Didi just a regular chazok sheishim ataina? We'll have the same issue will be over there. When he says, shalavaisu shalokam ayavisecha, is that a poshut the chazok sheishim ataina? Or does that need a is it only nemen with the migun? So on the Rashbam, stirim in Eubei, Rashbam calls it a chazoka sheishim etayim edamali l'shaker. Yeah, so we talk about that Rashbam, how to reconcile the two parts. A kaponim, l'chayu l'fitaisis. L'fitaisis, taisis b'yas says, kamei didi is only nemen with the migun. So on kachach over there also, shalavaisi shalokha ma'am esech is only nemen with the migun. The migun, he could have said, minoch zavinto. And there's no use, maybe it's a mokum l'chalik, there could perhaps be mokum l'chalik, but it benefits a preferred shetaisin in base and in base, that shalavayish shalokham ayosecha is nemen with a migal. Taisin over there is talking about migal ha'itzi, when you say migal ha'itzi, when you don't say migal ha'itzi, and he brings the case of shalavayish shalokham ayosecha as a case of migal. And he discusses why it's not called a migal ha'itzi. Rak upon it, it's mufurshin taisus. Taisin l'shitasim. Taisus Bayal says Kamei Didi needs a migay. Taisus in Beis Nebei says that Mipanya Sevinta Dizav Minoch is only Nemen with the migay. So that Chayim asks, but it's a migay l'mafre. The Fli Taisus Yishita. You see in Av Taisus two things: A, that Kamei Didi needs a migay, and B, that Kamei Didi you can only tie on Monday, not on Tuesday, because it's a migay l'mafre. Well, in the case of Lamed Aleph and Aleph, that's by definition we're talking about on Tuesday. That's the day. It's a Gemara by Mikhayzu B'Toyim. First he said, Zayim Shalavaisi, Zayim Shalavaisi. That was on Monday. Then Reuven would aid him, they were Shalavaisi. Oh, doesn't look good for Shimon. So, Hodor Omar Shalavaisi, that I said Shalavaisi, I meant Shalavaisi, Shalachamei Avisecha. So, it's a Migal Mefreya. It's clearly a Migal Mefreya. Initially, he didn't know he was going to have to add this part of the Taina. So, Lefi Taisis, if you hold the Kamei Didi, doesn't need a Migal, so no big deal. You don't need a Migal over there. But Lefi Taisis, Kamei Didi needs a Migal. And Migal Mefreya lo yamin. And what are you going to do with the Gemara Daf, Lamad Aleph, and Medachal? So that's a problem. I'm not going to take that any further, but that's a problem. The Ksaisin, they both asked this kasha. The Ksaisin, Kuf Mevav Yudbeis. And the Sivis is Kuf Mevav Lamed. Then Mr. Rosh. So anyway, so bottom line. So Taisa Shita is clapping the Gemara Daf Mamalaf on the base. Gemara Mamalaf on the base, going back to that Gemara. The case over there is, where Taisa is Gurus and Gemara, he said, Shalavaisa, he said, Miplanya Zavinta de Zabna Minoch. Miplanya Zavinta de Zabna Minoch. So Taisa holds that at the time, if he would have said Kamei Didi, he would have been Nehemah. The Gemara is in Ferish. The Gemara is in Ferish. Chazisei l'chavit, that Rav said, Chazisei l'daite, that I understood from Rav Chia, that he omer kamei didi, then he would have been nema. Says Taisus, that means, if he would have said kamei didi on Monday, when the din Torah first took place, then he would have been nema. But on Tuesday, it's too late to say kamei didi, because it's already amigoi l'mafreya. The Rosh, is chaylok on Taisus. The Rosh says, that he could say Kamei Didi, even on Tuesday. He can say Kamei Didi. The Rosh happens to be Gairus in that Gemara, not Miplani Zevinta Dezab Neminoch, but Miplani Zevinta the Omali Dezab Neminoch. So the Rosh says, in the case of the Gemara itself, he can't change his mind and say Kamei Didi, because he already said the Omeli, so it's Chayzer V'Toyin. The Rosh says, Feirish, but if he would have not said the Amali. This is not Karis and Gemara Amali in the first place. And the Rosh, it's only a hypothetical. But the Rosh says, had he not said the Amali, had he just said Mipanyas them into the Zav Nivinot, so he would not have committed himself. So then on Tuesday he could come and say Mipanyas, he could then add that Mipanyas them into the Zav Nivinot, I meant Kamedidi. So the Rosh says, in the Gemara itself we can't do it, because in the Gemara itself it's the Amali. So when Rav said Chazisa Vadaite means that had he, that if instead of Mipanyas them into the Amali, the Zav Nivinot, had he said Kamedidi, he would have been Emun. But the Rosh adds, which the Rosh agrees that it's the way the Rosh is going to the Gemara, then that the Gemara says he could say Kamedidi, that means on Monday. Instead of having said the Amali, had he said instead Kamedidi, then it would have been good. But now that he said the Amali, it's too late. Now he's committed, so he can't change his mind and say Kamedidi. But the Rosh says, had it been otherwise, had it been the way Taisus is going to the Gemara in the first place, that he hadn't said the Amali, he would have just said Miplanyazav into the Zav Nimloch, kept his options open. Then on Tuesday, he could come and say, Kamedidi, he wouldn't be changing his tune, and he would be Nemun. What happened to Miguel Mefer Loyam, you know? What Taisus says you cannot do, the Rosh is beferish, you could do. Taisus says you cannot come on Tuesday and say, Kamedidi. Too late, it's Miguel Mefer. The Rosh says, you could come on Tuesday and say Kamedidi. It's not a problem. The Rosh doesn't seem to be bothered by the problem that it's in Migoy Lamafre. So what do we do with the Rosh? What happened to the problem of Migoy? What happened to the problem of Migoy Lamafre? So here again, L'chara, we have two possibilities. Either, maybe the Rosh doesn't hold from the Holy Site of Migoy Lamafre Lamina. We said in the Ramban, maybe. We'll see other Rishonim. Maybe the Rosh doesn't have the Holy Sunday Migul and Mefer Elaimino. Who cares that it's Tuesday? Maybe we say Migul and Mefer. Or, alternatively, the Tzais assumes that everybody holds Migul and Mefer Elaimino. Alternatively, the Tzais says, maybe the Rosh holds that Kamedidi doesn't need a Migul. That's the whole need of the Rosh. Does Kamedidi need a Migul? Tzais holds Kamedidi needs a Migul. It's not a regular Chazok Hashem with Taino. Maybe the Rosh disagrees. The Rosh holds Kamedidi doesn't need a Migul. So there's no problem with Migul and Mefer, if you don't need a Migul. It's a Pashut to Chazok HaShei Shimotayim. The Shach has a third Eitzah. The Shach says that the Rosh agrees Migul and Mefer Loyamino. The Rosh holds Migul and Mefer Loyamino, and that's only when you're saying a brand new Taina. But if you're reinterpreting what you said on Monday, when he comes to Tuesday and he says Kamedidi, he's reinterpreting what he said on Monday. That on Monday, when I said Mipanyazov into the Zav Nimloch, I meant, but I know that for a fact, because it was Kamedidi. So when on Tuesday he's coming to reinterpret what he said on Monday, then we don't have the problem of Migul Mefreya Loy Amino. That's the Shach. It's hard to understand the Sora. Taisus is mad, the way Taisus at least is mad, but Taisus is mad, why don't we say Migul Mefreya? Because on Monday, you didn't know you're going to have to lie. The whole Migul is based on it. Many of you should remind, Migul is based on Mal of the Shaker. You know, Bala Shaker, why do you have to lie? If you wanted to lie, you could have said a better lie. So the Olam says that if you wanted to lie, you could have said a better lie. I think that's a wrong expression. Why is one lie better than the other lie? The right way to say it is, if he would have said the other time, we would have taken it as the truth. We would have accepted it as the truth. So now that he's saying this time, why should I think that he's lying? Why should I say a taina that looks like a lie? You could have said a taina that looks like a truth. So it must be that this is the emes. Akoponim, it's hard to understand the Shach Svar. It's hard to understand the Shach. At least the way Tais explains this, the word Migul and Mefer Elaimino, is because on Monday he didn't realize that he's going to have to. On Monday he didn't realize, let's say by the case of Kamedidi. On Monday he said, Mipanyas have entered the Zav Niminoch. And maybe that's true. Mipanyazav into the Zav Niminoch. That could be 100% true. He thought that that's enough. Now it turns out on Tuesday, Basin tells him that it's not enough. Now he has to start thinking about lies. So yeah, he could have said Kamedidi. He could have said Ladam. He could have said Minochzav into. But it's too late. You know, if he would have thought of it on Monday, he would have said Minochzav into. But he didn't think of it on Monday. Now it's Tuesday. So it sounds like a balabat. This is far. It's a svar mitzias. So what does it matter if in Lumbus he's reinterpreting his original Dibur, he's not reinterpreting his original Dibur? Bottom line is, on Monday, he didn't know that he's going to have to lie. On Tuesday, he first realizes that he's going to have to lie. So it's too late for him to say me, not seven. In Lubna, it's very hard to understand what the shach, what's the pshat in the, what's the pshat in the shach. Yeah, lay there. Okay, let's see back in Tosis. Let's pick up Tosis now. Tosis brings a second raya to this yisoid that Nigla Mefer Lemina. So in Tosis, it's the, in the wide lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth wide line. So Tosis, va'oid raya misayf, perek zebayr, kavi itza, the nofek shalami Tosis yada. So it was a lady, and she was holding a shtar. She wasn't, she was neither the mavel nor the loiva. She was the, was deposited by her. She was the sholish, by whom the two parties had deposited the shtar to keep. Amra, gedainale b'hai shtar adiparu. And she pulls out the shtar, and she says, I know that this shtar was paid up. I know the levi paid the, that the levi paid the money to the mavel. Lehem Nachman, Nachman didn't believe her. Because the ma'aseh is a shtar. Amli rama, b'yibayi kol se. Chari means she has a migan. She didn't have to produce the shtar at all. She's the one who produced the shtar, and she says that the shtar is parua, so l'chari she has a migan. So after Gemara, came nischazik b'beidino, b'yibayi kol se lo yamila. Since the shtar was nischazik and based in, so we can't say anymore, we can't say yibayi kol se. So Tosfos learns pshat in the Gemara that it means, since we already saw the shtar, she already produced the shtar earlier, so now when she says that it's Barua, it's too late to say by Kol Kol Se, because we already saw the shtar. So too late. In other words, Migla Mefer Lo Yaminu. The way Tosfos reads the Gemara, Mavish Gemara Mufresh is to Migla Mefer Lo Yaminu. Alma, Afal Gav, the claim Shreinu, Biyod, the Hoysen, and Menes, Lame, the Peru, but Migla, the Bay Kol Se. She had a Migla. Hashtag is Chasik, the Bedino, Pirish. So however, Rashi over there learns a different pshat. And the way Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara, it has nothing to do with Migla Mefer. Rashi really learns is chazik means that if the shtar is makuyim, so then she's not named to say that it's peru. What does it help the shtar is makuyim? At the end of the day, she has a migah. So what's Pshat in Rashi? What's Rashi? How does Rashi learn the Gemara over there? Rashi learns the Gemara when she produces a shtar. So if the shtar is not makuyim, so she could say the part of the shtar is peru. Migah, then she could have hidden the shtar in the first place. She could say the shtar is peru. And if she would have hidden the shtar, we would never have been able to make a kaimin. So she has a migah. But if the shtar is mekuyim, so then she's not neman with the migah. Why not? Where did the migah go? She could still hide the shtar mekuyim or not. She could hide the shtar with the seal and everything. She could hide the shtar. So what's Pshat in Rashi? So l'chayr it says in Rashi that migah is not neman against chashtar chaviyadei my boy. A shtar, normally a shtar is an emon. If somebody has a shtar, the leiva can't tie in a peruah. Like, if the shtar is a mekuyim, he can't even tie. If a person pulls out a shtar, so the leiva can't say that it's peruah, because shtar chavi onim ayboi. What's the malva doing with the shtar? If it was really peruah, he should have given it to the leiva. So every shtar is a raya that it's not the peruah. So, Rashi apparently holds that raya is so strong that even a migah doesn't help against the raya. So therefore, if the shtar is mekuyim, it doesn't help that she has a migah. So migah against shtar chaviyodi mai. It's a migah against shtar chaviyodi mai boy. If the shtar is not mekuyim, nobody has any more Sanhedrin, right? so let's see, see when. Where did it happen for a second? What's the benefit of the Shtar Nachman Kliyim? Let's say the Shtar Nachman Kliyim. Manushach, if we'll not be Mekayim it, then it's no good. And if we'll be Mekayim it, then it's... You know, it'll get clearer as we go along. I think it'll emerge. So, because what does it say in Rashi? If the shtar is mekuyim, so now it's a valid shtar, so then it doesn't help that she has a migoy, because apparently Rashi holds that a migoy is not effective against the valid shtar. Since the shtar is valid, so there's a shtorcha b'yodi my boy, there's a presumption that the shtar, since it still exists, it wasn't given to the loy with the disposal, so there's a presumption that it's a valid shtar. So that works even against the Nigel. Then if we find a similar sheet in the Rashbam. The Rashbam, and that Ayin Amad Aleph, the Gemara says that if you have Pikodin, I deposited something by you for safekeeping. And there's a shtar. You wrote up, you gave me a shtar that says that my computer is sitting by you. But it's not so different than a shtar chayv. This is the shtar pikodin. It says in the shtar, I have a shtar that says that I can produce the shtar, and it says in the shtar that you're holding my computer. So it says in the Gemara, so one fine day I pull out the shtar, and you say that you already returned the computer. So the Gemara over there says in the Vayin that you're neman. How are you neman? Because how you neman? I have a shtar. You say you returned it. You can't, how can you say peru if I have a shtar? Gemara says you could say peru amiga de nemsu, because by pikodin you have a taina that by chayv doesn't have any, that doesn't apply. By a pikodin, you could taina that the computer was hit by lightning, was nenas, or something. Or a hacker destroyed it. You can taina something that you can taina nemsu. So therefore you're so poshup shat Gemara is therefore you're nemsu to say peru amiga de nemsu. So the Rashbam says that's not the pshat. It's not pshat in emun with the migoy. It says the Rashbam, migoy won't beat shtorcha b'yodi my boy. That's not the pshat in the Gemara. The pshat in the Gemara is that there is no shtorcha b'yodi my boy by a pikodin. Because when it comes to a pikodin, you're not afraid to leave the shtar by me, even though you return the computer, because you know that if the need would arise and I'll pull out the shtar, you could always tie an answer. So that pshat is migoy, that migoy beats shtorcha b'yodi my boy. Rather, there is no shtar chaviyodi, my boy, because since you know that you have in your pocket the taina nensu, so therefore that undermines the whole institution of shtar chaviyodi, my boy. Normally, a leiva would never leave the shtar; it's like a bomb. A leiva is never going to leave a shtar chaviyodi by the malva. But by pikodin, it's not true. You know, you pick up your dry cleaners from the you pick up your suit from the dry cleaners, and sometimes they don't bother to take back the receipt from you, because worst comes to worst, if you'll they'll be able to taina nensu. So therefore, there just isn't the shtar chaviyodi, my boy, in the first place. That's the Rashbam. So the Chayy is even the Rashbam. The Rashbam holds that Yitaka don't say Migi b'mokum shtar chaviyoni my boy. By pikodin, it's a special case that there is no shtar chaviyoni my boy, because you don't mind leaving the shtar in the hands of the mafkid. But where there is a shtar chaviyoni my boy, for example, by a Chayy, then apparently Migi, the Rashbam's assumption is Migi doesn't work against the shtar chaviyoni my boy, and that's the Chayy exactly the same as the shita of Rashi that we see by this case of the Ayitzu in Sanhedrin, that Miga doesn't that once the Shtar is Mekuyim, then Miga doesn't work against the Shtar, then Miga doesn't work against Shtar Chavyoni Medvoy. So Taisus asked on the Rashbam, are you going to send Kash and Rashi? Taisus asked on the Rashbam, if that's the case, so what about a Shtar that's not Mekuyim? A Shtar that's not Mekuyim, you could say for Ruh. If I'm a Malva, you're a Leiva, and I pull out a Shtar, and the Shtar is not Mekuyim. Nobody verified the signatures. So the halacha is that you could tie in a perua. And the normal understanding, at least Tais understood, the pshat is, because you name the perua, Miga de Nemzo. In the language, the Gemara is called Moed v'shtar shekosvay, tzorech le'kaimai. Even if you agree that the shtar is not Mekuyim, you just claim that it's perua, so you're Moed v'shtar shekosvay. Still, if I want to collect with the shtar, I have to be Mekayim the shtar. If I'm not Mekayim the shtar, then you can still tie in a perua. It's called Moedah B'Shtar Shekosu, it's Machlekes anymore, but that's what we pass. Moedah B'Shtar Shekosu Zorach L'Kaimah. In short, in plain English, that means that if I pull out a Shah that's not Mekuyim, you could tie in a Perua. If the Shah is Mekuyim, you can't tie in a Perua, Shah Chavyoni my boy. But if the Shah is not Mekuyim, you could tie in a Perua. I used to understand that the Pshat is because you have a Migah, the Mezuyif. If the Shah is Mekuyim, you lose the Migah, the Mezuyif. So you can't tie in a Perua, Shah Chavyoni my boy. But if the Shah is not Mekuyim, then you could always tie in a Perua. So since you could always tie in a perua, if the star is not Mekuyim, you could always tie in a mezuyif. Since you could have tied in a mezuyif, you could tie in a perua, miga in a mezuyif. So you see that migoy works against shtar chavyoni my boy. So how can the Rashbam, so you see the Rashbam is wrong? That migoy does work against the shtar chavyoni my boy. That's a Taisus Hasoga on the Rashbam. L'chor, it's the same Hasoga on Rashi. If Rashi really holds that a Miga doesn't work against Shtar Chavyoni my boy, then what's the difference if the Shtar is not Mekuyim? So if the Shtar is not Mekuyim, it's Vaiter Miga, it's a Miga, it's Peru Miga and Mezuyif. So how come you name it with Peru Miga and Mezuyif? So the Chor, the answer is that it goes to a Machlaikas Yishayim. I know this is really not our Inyonim so much, but Tais is throwing all these Gemaras all over the place, so we have to deal with it. The Mestama, the answer is, Posh, the answer at least, is that this goes to a Machlaikas that we talked about already. What's the pshat that a shtar needs a kiyum? Here's the pshat that the loiv has a right to tie the mezuyif. Chazal gave the loiv. We had it in the Gemara about loyehel in the Rashbam about chazokim of shtar and medes. The Gemara daf lamed about shchuna gavoy. Rashbam learns pshat in the Gemara that it's just like you have a right to tie the mezuyif. So by a chazok, also you have a right to tie the zilbarach ilosla. The Marakam has a right to tie the zilbarach ilosla because chazok is mokum shtar and medes. So he said at the time, the pshat in the Rashbam is that it was a special takana that the Leiva could demand Kiyum Ashtar. He can tie in a Mezuyah. He can insist on Kiyum Ashtar. So the same Takonav then passes over to Chazok, which is Mamakam Ashtar. That the Mo'ara can tie in is still Barach Yilasa. What I said at the time is Chorot HaRim Achai Kusishayim. Taisa Sheet in the beginning of Gittin and elsewhere is that you need the Leiva to tie in the Shtar as Mezuyah. The Leiva has a schus to tie in the Shtar as Mezuyah. You have to be Mekayim Ashtar. You have to tie in it. Zil Barach Yilasa. But the Sheet of the Ramban in Shuvah is that a shtar needs a kiyum be'etzim. Without a kiyum, the shtar is a chasmik realm. The takon of kiyum was that a shtar without a kiyum is a chasmik. Midaraisa, it's hilonechre, dusim be'vesim. But the Rabbanu were mesakan that every shtar needs a kiyum. It doesn't need the taina of the lekech. And Taisus holds, no, it needs the taina of the lekech. If the lekech doesn't taina mezuyif, then we're not chayshish from mezuyif on our own. So chayr, we could say, that pshat in the Rashbam and pshat in Rashi is that Migoy really does not work against Shtar Chavyoni, my boy. And therefore, the Shtar is Mekuyim. So that's it, finished. Shtar Chavyoni, my boy. Migoy doesn't work. Migoy doesn't work against Shtar Chavyoni, my boy. So why, if the Shtar is not Mekuyim, can you tie in a Perua? The answer is because Chazal were mesakin that a Shtar that's not Mekuyim is not a Shtar. So if it's not a Shtar, then of course you can tie in a Perua. It doesn't need to come out to a Migoy. It's like tying a Perua and a Milval Peh. A shtar without a kiyum is a chasma b'alma. That would be a teretz for Rashi and the Rashbam. Because the problem is that it doesn't stem with the Rashbam and the Lamed. By Shchuni Gavoy. Because the Rashbam and Shchuni Gavoy says, just like a shtar needs a kiyum, so by Chazok of the Ma'ar is a right to taina that I was b'Shchuni Gavoy. But that's a chosa taina. If he doesn't taina it, then we don't taina it, then we don't say, well, the Chazok is nothing unless he mevar that he wasn't b'Shchuni Gavoy. It's only with the taina. And if there's an analogy to Kim Soros, it sounds like it's a schus ha-taina that he has, that he could taina to the Shtar's Mezuyah. But if he doesn't taina the Shtar's Mezuyah, then it's not, then the star is fine. So why in Emet say Perua? That's because you have a Migo de Mezuyev. Then we're back to square one. How you Emet with the Migo? You get against Star Chabiyot in my boy. The Rishvam himself holds that a Migo is not Emet against Star Chabiyot in my boy. Yeah, okay, not so much our union, but let me just make a quick chazor and then we'll go back to it. So again, we have two, we have a Rashi and we have a Rashbam. They both seem to hold the same insight that you don't say Migoy. Migoy doesn't work against Star Chabiyot in my boy. The Rashi is the Rashi that Tosfos is quoting. And where's the story with Hayitza, and she pulled out a star and she said that it's Peru. She was the Sholish, she pulled out a star, she said the star was Peru. So the Gemara says, it was already a schazik bebedina. It's no good. It was a schazik bebedina. So Tosfos learns with his yisoid of migal merfei. It means we already saw the star, and then she turned around and told us it was Baruch. Too late. The buzz is too late. Migal merfei. But the Rashi is a different shot. Rashi learns it doesn't. That's nothing to do with migal merfei. In fact, we'll see going forward. Rashi's read the pastors is that we do say migal merfei. Rather, a different shot in the Gemara that the star was makuyim. That's what it means. That they were already makayim the chasimus, and there's a seal from Beis Din that these chasimus were makayim. It's a star makuyim. It has the housekeeping seal that the star is makuyim. So Taisa says, so what? So the star is makuyim. Big deal. But she has a migoy. She's still a migoy. You buy a kolsi. So the chori you see in Rashi. The Rashi holds, once we know that the star is a good star, the star is makuyim, migoy doesn't work. Because migoy doesn't work against the ochob yoni, my boy. We have al derech zeh and the Rashbam and the fai. Where the Gemara talks about by a shar pikodim that he ketayna that the nifkad can say parua migo. I don't think the lashon gemara is but the heart of the sense of the Gemara is, I don't remember the lashon gemara. It's not so far to find it, but it says over there that the loyve can say that it was parua since he could say nensu diboyom and nensu. Yeah, migo diboyom and nensu. Migo diboyom and nensu mehemen hashtanami mehemen. So pasha shad this is migo. But thinking that there doesn't matter the size of Mekuyim, there doesn't matter the size of Mekuyim, not Mekuyim. The Nensu is always a good timer. You know, the Shah may be a good star, but the computer's broken, so the computer's broken. Miga could have said the computer's broken, but in this, so you could say that I gave the computer back. So the Rashbam says, don't make a mistake, it doesn't really mean Miga, because Miga doesn't work against Shah Chavioni, my boy. It means something else entirely. It means since you always had the tie of Nensu, so therefore you're not afraid to leave the star by me, so therefore the whole Shah Chavioni, my boy, breaks down. It's not, a shtar pikodin is like a dry cleaning ticket. They don't even ask for it back. So that's at least in Brooklyn. I don't know what it is elsewhere. So it's a different kind of gemara. But where you have a real star, when people really ask for the star back, like by a shtar chayv, migoy doesn't work against shtar chayv yonim leblay. So chayv is the same story that you see in the Rashi over there in Sanhedrin. So Tosfos is asking the Rashbam. Chayv is the same question in Rashi. So how do you explain the gemara about paru migoy mezuyuf? The gemara says migoy shtar shikos ve tzorech lekaimer. That even if you agree the star is a good star, but you tie in a perua, if I'm makayim the star, then you lose because you don't have a migoy. But if I'm not makayim the star, then you can tie in a perua. Why can you tie in a perua? Migoy and mezuyif. You see that perua, migoy and mezuyif works against the archa biyori, my boy. That's Tosfos' kasha. So what are we going to answer on behalf of Rashi and the Rashbam? So hoya efshalim, we'll be attractive to say that they hold like the Ramban, that it's not the pshat in emtzei perua migoy and mezuyif. You need a tiny mezuyif. If the star is not mekuyim, it's like a chas b'vialim, it's a mil v'alpeh. And a mil v'alpeh, of course you could say peru. That would be very nice. The problem is, it doesn't seem to stim with the Rashbam, lamed by the sugi of Shechunah Gavoy, where the Rashbam compares mezuyif by a shtar chayiv to zil brora chiloskot, the tiny of Shechunah Gavoy by a chazok. Just like you could tiny mezuyif in a star, not a shtar chayiv, a shtar mecher. Just like you could have tiny mezuyif on the original star, so you can tie in a zil brora chiloscha and the chazok, which is b'mokam ashtar. Because el-chari means, because that's the chazok is a takona b'mokam, that it's oimid b'mokam ashtar. We were marach in the Rashbam Shita. Chazok is a takona, that the chazok is b'mokam ashtar. So just like you have a schus to tie in a mezuyah from the star, you have a schus to tie in a b'shchuni gavoyah in regard to the chazok. But that analogy assumes that mezuyah by a star is like shchuni gavoyah by a chazok. Shchunin gavoy by chazaka, for sure you have to taina. We're not chayshish on our own. We don't say, well, a chazaka, we didn't prove he's not for shchunin gavoy, he's a chasma b'yalma. He has a taina, zil brach ilosri. If he doesn't taina, then we don't taina, the basin doesn't, we don't need it. He has a schus taina. And if it's analogous to mezuyif, if it's analogous to kiyum by shtar, the tiny mezuyif by shtar, it seems to imply, not like the Ramban, more like Tosis, that you have to have a tiny that the shtar was mezuyif. You have a schus, because I gave you a schus to tiny the shtar is mezuyif. So why name it sepura? Migo to mezuyif. So then we're back to square one. So apparently we do say migo against shtar kaviyoni might buy. So how do we understand this whole Rashba? Yeah, I don't know. Let's go back there. In Taisus. Look, Taisus. Void Raya. It's a third Raya. The Stam Pekshuas Adiyonim. Mona Libi Yotra. Omele Haim. The Macher Omele Tneuli. Sati Lacha. Potter. Before we know the Mandom and Mavas Kavay Beidim, Sorech Lapari Beidim. Yocha came into Tavi Beidim, Commando Isri Beidim Domi, Victani Potter. My kushy shiny ochad the pot the migad the biyomer esma lehad lehad dvar ma'ilam elavade kegad no leminim migad. What's the story? We have a chaykes hamavas chaver beedim soach lepari beed. Right? If I lend you money in front of beedim, does that require you to return the money beedim and close the door that you can't tie up a roof? Or do we say no? Even though I lent you the money beedim, that doesn't mean there's no deal over here that you have to return the money beedim, and therefore you could still tie up a roof. It's a mil vavet. We're not talking milu v'shtar v'adi ken. We're not talking milu v'shtar. Milu v'adi. I lend you money, but there were eidim. So there's a tzad in the Gemara, there's a mandomer. We had this in the first part. There's a mandomer that amav is chavei beidim, tzorech l'pari beidim. If you lend you the money beidim, then you have to pay me back with eidim. But we pass an amav is chavei beidim, ain't tzorech l'pari beidim. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya that amav is chavei beidim. Ain't sorach l'parei beidim. From the following case, so I lent you money. I say to you, money libi yotcha. And you say yes, true. Money libi yotcha. Yeah, it's true. Money lecha bi yotcha. Okay. The next day, that's Monday. Tuesday, I come to you and I say, okay. Yesterday, you were money in front of Eidim, but you owe me money. So, where's my money? And you say, between yesterday and today, I paid you back. Yeah, very. You reminded me that I owed you the money, so I paid you back. So it says that you're neman. It says, you're potter. So the Gemara says, why are you potter? L'chor, this is like Hamavas Chaver Beinim. Here, I didn't exactly lend you the money with Beinim, but I got you to confess in front of Beinim. So isn't that like Hamavas Chaver Beinim? And it says that nonetheless, you could tie in a potter. So you see that even though I, so to speak, lend you the money with Beinim, you could still tie in a perua. So much like that it's not the fact that you were made in front of Eidim is not like being mal of Eidim. The din of mal is the mandamu who holds mal is chavei Eidim, tzorach l'parei Eidim is only where I really lent you the money Eidim. But if I lent you the money without Eidim, just later you confessed in front of Eidim, then it's still ain't tzorach l'parei Eidim. You could tie a peru. To tie a peru, you don't need a migoy. You could tie a peru. It's a mil v'alpei. You could tie a peru. It's kira kaif rakol. It's a kind of kaif rakol. But the meaning was, the Gemara thought that maybe here there's a problem because it's like a malvus chaver beidim. So if I'm malvu beidim, then you can no longer be kaif rakol. You can no longer tie up peruah because like that's the deal. You have to be pairing me with eidim. Fred Taisus, what's the riot? Maybe loyla malvus chaver beidim sorach lepare beidim. But that's only when you don't have a migoy. When you have a migoy, maybe a migoy is just as good. So even though I lent you the money beidim, so to speak, you were made in front of Eidim, and Martha thinks and have me the best, like lending you the money in front of Eidim. And you really do have to pay me back with Eidim. But the reason why you could tie in a potter is because you have a migoy. You could have said, you didn't have to say hey in the first place. Migoy, you didn't have to say hey in the first place, you're never to say perua. So why don't we say that? Just how you say, migoy mafei, lo yaminu. That's the thesis. I don't really understand something over here. Tyson said before, what's the reason why Miguel Mafael Amino? Tosfos wants to bring me a raya, migal mefei lemin, his yisai. What's the reason why Milo Mefelem, you know? So Taisa said, because on Monday, that he's gonna need this time. On Monday, when he sent me Panya Gazim to Dizavni, you know, he thought that's enough. He didn't know that that's not gonna be enough. So therefore on Tuesday, when he realized it's not enough, it first dawns on him that he has to start timing, he has to start lying. So it's too late to change his original title. So he's stuck, he has to say Kamediti. There's no longer a Migdal, he could have said Minoch Sevinta. Mechore, it's all based on the fact that on Monday when he said Miplan Yezavinta Dizav Ninoch, he thought that was sufficient. Or in the case of the Ishu, pulled out the Shol Ishu, the lady who pulled out the star, and she said it's Perua, but he boy Kolsei. But it's a Migdal, so it's a Migdal Mefreya. Because when she pulled out the star, we saw the star. Then we saw the star on Monday. Now on Tuesday, she says it's Perua. So, part of the shot is, when she pulled out the star on Monday, she thought that she'll be able... But then they also have the same problem. But let me ask you the question. Never mind, we'll talk about the case of Kolsey in a second. The question that's bothering me is, how does that work over here? On Monday, I said to you, money will be yod. And you said, yes, I owe you money. You thought that's a winning title? In what universe is that a winning time? Like, how is it credible over there to say that on Monday you thought that you don't have to lie? On Monday you thought that's a good enough time. And as my mipanya zavinta dezavnuach, there I understand. On Monday you said mipanya zavinta dezavnuach. You thought based on take that, that's good enough. I bought it from so and so. He said he bought it from you. You thought that's a good enough time. On Tuesday you discover no, not a good enough time. You have to say that's not good enough. So now you have to start scrambling. It's too late to say Minoch Sevinto, so you have to find another lie. So that's called the Migdal Mefreya. But over here, on Monday, when I sent you money, and you said, yes, I owe you money. You thought, yes, I owe you money is a good time. So how does the logic of... So I'm asking you, it's even if Migdal Mefreya lo yaminon, Migdal Mefreya lo yaminon, when on Monday you didn't realize you're going to have to lie. Then on Tuesday... All of a sudden, then on Tuesday, you suddenly realize you have to lie. So now you have to lie with whatever is available. You're gonna have to take the lies that are available. The other lies aren't available anymore. But over here on Monday, when you said yes, I owe you money. If you knew that's a losing title. So how's the logic of Migdal Mefreya not up? What does that do with Migdal Mefreya? I mean, here l'chayra, we see that you were an honest person. If you wanted to lie, you would never have said, yes, I owe you money. So maybe you could say like this. Maybe what it means is that on Monday when you said, yes, I owe you money, you thought that you'll be able to say Peru whenever you want. Whenever there'll be a need to tie up Peru, you'll tie up Peru. There won't be a problem. Then on Tuesday when I came after you for the money, you suddenly discovered that I'm Avos Chaveri Beinim, Sarach Lepari Beinim. You suddenly discover that you can't just say Peru whenever you want. Peru is a losing title. So therefore, you have to come up with a lie. So maybe that's why it's a Migdal Mefreya. On Monday when you said, yes, I owe you money, not that you thought that yes, I owe you money is a winning title. Yes, I owe you money, everybody knows. That yes, I owe you money, as far as it goes, is a losing title. How could that be a winning title? But you thought that even though you said, yes, I owe you money, you'll still be able to tie in a perua. You'll still be able to tie in a perua whenever you choose. Now you discover that it's too late to tie in a perua. Now you discover that we don't want to accept perua. So you come to us and you say, well, but I could have tied in it ladam. I could have said, no, I could have said, no, I don't owe you money. That's really Migdal Mefreya. Maybe that'll be how this conforms to the pattern of Migdal Mefreya Layaminu. But that I also don't understand. Because every Migoy is like that. Every Migoy, I'm tining, let's say a regular, not a Migoy Mefreya, a regular Migoy of, I don't know, Perua Migoy de Mezuyuf. By definition, I'm saying Perua. I think it's a winning title. Like, why is this different than any person who says, let's say, Peru with Migud and Mizuyev? Why don't we say it's not a good Migud? Because when he said Peru, he thought Peru was a winning taina. Now when Basin tells him it's not a winning taina, so he says, well, I could have said Mizuyev. So we'll call every Migud Migud Marfe. Every Migud in the world is like that. The guy says, why is this different than every Migud? Every Migud, when the guy says Peru, we should disqualify all the Migud in the world. We'll say, let's say a regular Migud, Peru Migud and Mizuyev. So why don't we say, oh, that's not a good Migud? Because when you said Peru, you thought it's a winning taina. Now when Basin tells you it's not a winning taina, so now you want to say to Basin, yeah, but I could have said Mizuyev. Too late. You already said Peru. That's absurd. Every Migud is like that. So obviously we assume that when you say Peru, you know that it's a losing taina, but you want to be believed anyway because you could have said Mizuyev. So then we're back to square one. So how does it work over here? When you said, hey, on Monday when you said, yes, I owe you money, you didn't think yes, I owe you money is a winning taina. So maximum you thought, but you could taina in Peru. So it's like, that's like every person who taina is Peru. Does he know that Peru is a good taina? Does he not know Peru is a good taina? How is this different than every taina Peru with the Migud? I don't know where to stop over here. The chorek just goes around and around. Again, the classic case of Migul Mefreya is where he said a certain time on Monday that he thought is a good time. As we'll say like this. Every Migul, you say a taina, and I mean, a little bit goes into the whole philosophy of Migud. It's not so clear the whole thing. Every regular Migud. We'll say a regular Migud. Peru Migud and Mizuyev. Or Tamedidim Migud is happening. All the regular Migud. When you say the taina that's you know, the taina that you're actually making, do you know that it's not a winning taina? Do you think that it is a winning taina? Like, if you think it is a winning taina, then why do you have a Migud? Malo the Shaker. I had two winning tainas. I chose one at random. What's the matter of the shock? If I think Peru and Migud and Mizuyev are both equally good tainas, so what's the Migud? Believe me, when I say Peru, I could have said Mizuyev. Maybe I want to lie, and I could have said Mizuyev, but I'm an idiot, and I chose Peru instead of Mizuyev, because I don't know that look. I thought Peru was a good taina as much as Mizuyev. So like, what's this for? Oh, if he was a liar, he would have said Mizuyev. Maybe it's not true. Maybe he's a liar, but he's not Mars. So he's a liar, but he says Peru. So either, I don't know, either Migud, if we don't care. I know, maybe Kaya time, it doesn't matter. Lamaise, since that taina would have been Neman, since Mizuyev would have been Neman, Sepru is also Neman. Or we assume everybody knows a little bit. He asked his lawyer, he knows that Mizuyev is a better taina than Peru. And he taina is Peru anyway, it must be because that's the truth, and he's a truth teller. That's probably more the pastors. He knows Peru is the worst taina than Mizuyev. Mizuyev is everybody knows, Mizuyev is a good taina, because the shtar's not Makuyim. Peru is a shaka taina. Why should you believe Peru? Shtar Chavioni, my boy. So he knows Peru is a bad taina. So why is he saying Peru? Why is he saying a taina? Didn't he go to school? Didn't he go to yeshiva? Doesn't he know? Didn't he learn that Peru is a bad, that you're not naming with Peru against, you know, didn't he know Shtar Chavioni, my boy? So why is he saying Peru? The answer is, because it's the truth. And he only tells the truth. He's like George Washington. He only tells the truth. He cannot tell a lie. The shtar is Peru. So some of that's the Pashat Tupsha. So that means when a guy, when he makes a taina Peru, he knows that it's a bad taina, but that's why he's saying it, because it's the truth. Okay, so let's say it like that. So now, what's a Migul Mefreya? Migul Mefreya is, the guy says, Miplanya Zavinta Dezavna Minoch. So Taisa says, Monday, and that's true, that's 100% true. Miplanya Zavinta Dezavna Minoch is true. It's not enough to win, because just because Planya says so, who says that Planya is right? So it may be true, but it's just not enough to win with, even if it's true. So Taisa says it's a Migul Mefreya. Why? Because when you said on Monday Planya is a din d'zav n'minoch, you didn't know that it's going to be a need to lie. Or maybe you're a liar, but even liars only lie when they need to. They don't lie when they don't need to. So when you said Planya is a din d'zav n'minoch, so you didn't know that there's going to be a need to lie. I don't understand that right away. I don't understand that. The whole philosophy of Migud is that you know what's a good taina, what's a bad taina. You could ask the kasha already there. The whole philosophy of Migud is that you're everybody's lamed, and everybody knows that Mizuyev is a strong taina and Peru is a weak taina. Why are you taining Peru? Because why are you taining the weak taina? Because you're a truth guy. Because you speak sooth. You're telling the truth. So That's so the whole idea of migoy is predicated on the fact that people know the halacha. People know what's a good taina, what's not a good taina. So what does he say? What's this business of migoy and mefer? When I said him, finally, he said to me, I didn't know I'm going to have to lie. What do you mean you didn't know you're going to have to lie? If you know the halacha, then you know me. Pani zimta, it's not enough. You're going to have to lie. And if you can get away with saying you don't know the halacha, so then it will be goes break down. Maybe I tie it at Peru because I don't know the halacha. I thought Peru was a good time. So we could right away over there. There's a problem. I don't understand how that works. But I'm asking something else. Okay, let's say you don't know the halacha. You think me plan is zimta, the zav minoch. You're not going to have to lie. So you said me plan, even though you're a liar. When you need a lie, you lie fluently. You didn't know you're going to have to lie. So on Monday, you send me plan, you say, you thought that's good enough. Comes Tuesday, you discover, no good. You have to do, yeah, we need more than that. So now, and that's really, the truth is, that's all there was. There was nothing more. So you really, you're lost. You have a losing case. But now you have to start scrambling. You want to lie, because you're a liar. So it's too late to lie, that minoch saninta. So now you're going to say, instead you're going to say kamediti. I said that's you lose the migoy. What's the migoy? You first realize on Tuesday that you have to lie. So on Tuesday there's only one lie available, so you lose the whole migoy. So maybe you attack a lie. That's how Tosis explains migoy mefer'elei amino. And Tosis is applying it to the case of Manu Dibiyot. I said to you, you owe me money, and you said, yes, I owe you money. And then on the next day, on Tuesday, you say that you paid it back. So Taisa says, so the Gemara thinks the way it works, it says that you're Neman. So the Gemara thinks the way it works is because Malas Chaver Beidim Ein Sorach L'Pari Beidim. Meaning, even though you confessed in front of Eidim, but you don't have to pay back in front of Adam. So you're neman to say pruah as a regular kaifer without a migo. You're neman to say pruah as a regular kaifer apel. But if malas chaver tzarich b'lpar b'edim, if the din is that if I lend you with Adam, you have to pay back in front of Adam. So then if on Monday in front of Adam you agree that you owe me money, then on Tuesday you should not be believed to say pruah because you so to speak I lent you the money, or at least you confessed that I lent you the money in front of Adam. And therefore, really, the din is you have to be pareya be'edim. So you lose, you can't tie in the peruah. In fact, Tosis says, why not? You have a migoy. Believe him on Tuesday, peruah. Migoy that on Monday, you could have lied and denied the whole chayv in the first place. So apparently, we see from the Gemara that we don't have such a migoy. Why not? So Tosis says, must be because migoy lemafeya lo yaminu. So I'm asking, even if it's true that migoy lemafeya lo yaminu, but the reason why migoy lemafeya lo yaminu is because on Monday you didn't know, is because on Monday you Because on Monday you thought money to be out is a good time. You didn't know you're going to have to lie. But here that's not applicable. What do you mean you didn't know that you're going to have to lie? When you said, yes, I owe you money, you knew that that's not going to win the case by itself. Yes, I owe you money. And no, yes doesn't mean no, and no doesn't mean yes. Yes, I owe you money means yes, I owe you money. So obviously that's a losing time. So you must have been envisioning that when it comes time to collect, you're going to say something else. You're going to tie in a perua. So then it's like every perua migad al adam. It's exactly like every perua migad al adam. In other words, if on Monday you're already thinking about perua, then why is this different? Then you lose the whole logic of migad al mefer. Is that Monday you didn't know you're going to have to lie, and Tuesday you're already too late for alternate lies. But here's not true. When you said yes, I owe you money, you knew that you're going to have to then. You knew already that you're going to have to say something when it comes to collect. Peruah, something. What are you going to say? So then you're in exactly the same position as every person who's saying peruah nachay. And if there's a migoy, and you should have a migoy. When you said, yes, I owe you money, you knew that you're going to have to say peruah. And you said, yes, I owe you money anyway. How does Migla Mefeya? How does Migla Mefeya help us up here? Oh, I have an answer for this part. Never have an answer. Maybe it's like this. When I came to you on Monday and I said, you owe me money, and you said, yes, I owe you money. So of course you knew that eventually you're going to, that's not a winning time. You knew that that's not a winning time. But you thought on Monday that Yitaka is going to pay me back. You thought on Monday Yitaka is going to pay me back. You weren't thinking about life. Comes Tuesday, you spent the money at the bar and you don't have any money to pay back. Now you first have to Satan. So now you have to, you blew it at the races and now you don't have the money to pay me back. So now you have to start lying. So now it's too late already to stay loud down. So the only thing that's available is Peru. So that's Takalai, Amigo and my friend. It's different than the other case of Yipanya Zivin to the Zavna Minoch. By Yipanya Zivin to the Zavna Minoch, on Monday I thought that that's a winning time. That's the logic of the prayer. I thought it's a good time. On Tuesday I realized it's not a good time, so now I have to start lying. So that's called the Migul Mefreya. Here it's a Migul Mefreya also, but it's a different psychology. Here the psychology is not when I thought, yes, I owe you money, I thought it's a good time. Here the psychology is when I said, yes, I owe you money, I wasn't thinking about lying because I didn't know that I'm not going to have your money. I didn't know that I'm not going to have the money to pay you back. But now it comes Tuesday, now I don't have the money to pay you back. Now I have to start lying. So we can't say, well, believe me, when I say Perua Amiga, that yesterday I could have said La Adam. Yesterday I didn't know that I'm not going to be able to pay you. I don't tell me today that I discovered that I'm not able to pay you. So and the mail is Amiga Lemafet. So for this question, maybe that would be an answer. I still have the other problem. That the whole psychology of Amiga Lechaira is that I know the halacha. So how does it work by money, by me planning is into the Zavni Minoch? Why do I think it's a winning time? If I know the halacha, I know it's a losing time. And if I don't know the halacha, then all miga breaks down because maybe the reason why I tied it, paru miga to mezuyah for kamedi di miga de minoch sevento, all these migas, maybe how do they work all together? Maybe the reason why I tied it this time and not last time is because I'm an aretz, and I think this time is just as good, or maybe even better for all I know. Obviously, the whole logic of Migla is that I know the halacha. So if I know the halacha, when I send Yipani Zim into the Zavni Minoch, I must have known it's a losing time. So why don't I have a Migla my friend? That problem I still have. Need somebody to handle.
Why wouldn't we say maybe the halacha is over there? That someone wouldn't. If he's actually high, if he wouldn't the next day come and say he's totally potter.
By which case?
By
Peru Amiga de la Adam?
Right. Meaning the way that the Rebbe was explaining is that now...
Every Peru Amiga de la Adam, why isn't Amiga de Ha'ozo?
Yesterday he actually thought he was going to pay, and today he decided he didn't have the money. So he's going to say he's potter. And he's going to say he already paid it. And he's Amiga de Ha'ozo.
Why isn't every Migra Peru Migra de Ladam? I used to ask each other, Migra, believe him that it's Peru Migra that he could have said Ladam. But must be Migra left by yes, and it's Migra de Ladam. I don't know if it's Ha'ozah. First of all, many Rishonim hold that you do say Migud Ha'ozah by Mom. But, so I don't know if it's Migud Ha'ozah. I don't know if it's less Ha'ozah to say Peru. Might have been mixed as it says not Ha'ozah because you're still Mutikam Mishdamit. But to say the whole thing is Peru, maybe that's equally Ha'ozah. Okay, I think we have to stop. Thank you.